The first thing I recorded for FSA was actually something I dropped off and did not identify myself, and it was several months before I actually started kind of frequenting the thread. And it was because I had recorded this thing that was pretty much too dirty to, I felt like it was too dirty to post over on GWA, which is where I kind of got into this. This being recording sexy audio. And it was an audio of me being forced to be fucked by dogs and then begging to have someone piss in my ass. And so that was kind of it was a bit extreme for me at the time, and now I'm kind of like, eh, whatever. But which probably goes to show how long I've been on the thread. Do I have any favorite scripts that I've done, and what ones are they? I do a lot of improvs, and I really enjoy doing improvs. I really like ideas that I get from scripts. The scripts that I enjoy the most have story to them. I've done a couple of Ollies that I really, really enjoyed, but probably the one that I, and certainly a lot of VK's scripts have really good story. And probably the favorite one that I've done is I Know What I Owe You by VK. And yeah. Do I ever get turned on reading dirty scripts? Do I get masturbate thinking of the, oh, the weirdest script I've ever done. I don't want to skip that one. I've done a lot of weird ones. I mean, I guess anybody who has done anything by Ollie can refer to that. But I've done, everything from, probably the weirdest thing was the inflation thing because I just didn't really get it. The whole, like, I want to blow you up like a balloon and then, like, have you pop. Yeah, that would probably be it. But whatever floats your boat. Do I get turned on reading dirty scripts, and do I masturbate thinking of the fantasy later? I definitely do get turned on reading dirty scripts, but it's less so about what I'm reading, usually. Sometimes I get really into what I'm reading, but typically it's more about getting turned on knowing that somebody's going to be listening to my voice and possibly jerking off later. So when I masturbate, and it's sometimes it will be about an idea that's kind of gotten into my head, and but not often. So, have I ever listened to my own recordings and been turned on? Yes. yeah, I'm not one of those people who can't stand the sound of her own voice. I like my voice. I don't have a problem with it. I enjoy listening to myself. Probably not right now with the cold I have, but yeah, in general, I do. Yeah. I especially enjoy listening to myself masturbate, which is interesting because I didn't really do very much recording of that. But I did not realize. Like, it gets me really excited to hear how excited I am, I guess. It's very meta. Anyway, how do I feel about guys masturbating to my recordings? I love it. I love it. I hope, I have a really geeky friend who knows about my habits, who once did some calculations and figures that probably like three bathtubs full of cum have been filled by guys jerking off to my stuff, probably on GWA, not so much the NFSA because I'm pretty new here still. But I mean, yeah, I think I've only been around here for like 3 months, but in like the thought of like three bathtubs full of cum, like being produced by my voice and like, ostensibly thousands of guys jerking off. It's just, oh fuck, it's so hot. It's so fucking hot. how do I feel about guys masturbating to the most perverted, fucked up, and horrible vocaroos that I've done or recordings? Yeah, sometimes I'll record something and I'm like, there's no way anyone could possibly ever fap ever to this. But I mean, my opinion is like, if it gets you off, then awesome. Like, You know, like, that's why I try to do a pretty broad range of requests and things, because, you know, we're all kind of weird. We all like different things, and if, you know, as long as it doesn't make me, like, literally uncomfortable to record it, then why not? I'll record. Sure. Have I ever been caught reading scripts? My partner catches me all the time. But it's not really catching because he knows that this is, like, my habit slash obsession and has been for almost a year now. I don't think I've been caught by anyone else that I know of. what would my friends say if they heard my recordings? It depends on which friends. I've got pretty kinky friends who'd be like, yeah, okay, that sounds like you. Literally. and then I have other friends who'd be completely and utterly shocked. My family would be really upset about knowing about it. Like, they're pretty accepting, but they would just be like, we don't want to hear about it. Like, why did you tell us? Or why did we find out? I really, like, nobody in my family would disown me. Nobody that I'm friends with that I really give a shit about would, like, stop talking to me. I mean, I definitely have, you know, religious kind of members of the extended family that would be, like, shocked. But, you know, I don't fucking care anyway, so... I feel like the people that I care about would, they may not appreciate what I do, but they would be like, oh, okay, well, if that's your thing, sure. And if they don't, fuck them, you know? So, I mean, not that I want to, like, go out of my way to, like, expose myself to anybody. I don't. So I don't have any interest in being helped to do that either. Sorry, my cats are wrestling. What are you guys doing? Anyway... yeah, so I don't have any interest in telling anybody else, but, I'm also, like, yeah, anyway. Any scripts that I'd like to see written? I'm always in the mood for, bossy female scripts because I'm a bossy female in general. And... I also like reluctant submission because that's something else that I'm intrigued by. Yeah, so I guess anything along those lines, you know, keep the wincest coming because, you know, for the win of it. And I don't know. Can't think of anything in particular. Centaur sex. Somebody should do a script with centaur sex in it. I don't know. Why not?